Hello, hello, hello. This is Tina Michelle, and this is the very premiere, very first episode of Moms Chat Live. I'm very excited that I get to return to Blog Talk Radio after a few years of not being here, and who else could I do it with except for the producer and digital social media expert himself, Eric Zulli, Easy Way Broadcasting. Thank you, Eric, for believing in the conversation, in the vision. Today we're going to just talk about what Moms Chat Live is about. Many people know the Tina Speaks platform from a video slash radio format. Moms Chat Live is created just for moms, grandmoms, hopeful moms, even pet moms, to get the resources and the help that they need so that they can actually get clarity and move forward in power. Now, my special guest today, I believe, has already called in. She's on the line. Her name is Janice Romney. Why did I want Janice Romney to be my first guest? Janice Romney, to me, is a authentic champion mom. So if you saw the promotion that went out today, it didn't just say Janice Romney, great author, which she is, incredible speaker, which she is, great motivator for young people and for their parents and for grandparents alike, which it is, said authentic champion mom. I know this for a fact because I've been talking to her for a year now, probably a little less than a year, but yet a year, and I have watched her make hard commitments to helping her children while she's walking through her own challenges and being committed to the work that she does to empower and transform moms. So I am proud to present to my audience Janice Romney. Are you there, Janice?
Yes, I am, and thank you, Tina. I really appreciate your introduction to the show, and I feel privileged to be part of it today.
I'm excited because you're on your way right now to a speaking engagement, right, to talk to moms and kids.
Yes, and this is my first opportunity to speak to moms that have young children. They will be between the ages of 5 and 9, but they are already experiencing the teasing and the bullying and, you know, the peer pressure, and moms are having questions of how to deal, you know, with this in such a young age.
Well, it's difficult because most people will look at what their child says and will brush it off, like, oh, they're just a baby, oh, they're just a kid. And we know that if it's important to them, it's everything to them. If they have to verbalize it, it's just as it's critical. You might as well say it's an act of Congress because their scope of reference is based on their current development, right?
Exactly. The most important thing that I think the message, you know, to give to moms is that it is a cycle, and it is a core belief not only within ourselves, with our own true value or how we measure our own self-esteem. So, as you know, that's an important factor to begin with, because all of this, the bullying begins with a core belief within the bullier and a core belief within the victim. And
that's right.
So self-esteem is so important, but if a parent is not capable, let's say that there's too much stress in the home, there's other problems going on, or a parent is not recognizing or brushing it off, you know, then this child is not going to develop emotionally, like you were talking about, and verbalizing and knowing that, you know, these are my feelings and my feelings matter, and I have a right to speak up and to talk about them and to, you know, let other people know. But how are we going to know if we're not engaged in preparing them, but also in being healthy and well-balanced in our own life and creating that in our, you know, in our home environment? That's critical.
Yeah, and it starts with us, right? Healthy moms, healthy kids, crazy moms, crazy kids. So we have to have a balance. And so that's what the show is about. This show is created. Now, we have the show The Mom Zone, which is on RMC, video TV, radio TV, and it's a more of a magazine show. This show is created to hash out those issues. It has been created so that you can have a voice, moms, moms-to-be, grandmoms, canine moms, feline moms, so you can have a voice so that you can get an answer. We have coaches that are being scheduled pertaining to specific topics, whether it's bullying, education, nutrition, so that you can have your questions answered. So always look for the post on Facebook to see what the topic is and how you fit in. Now, Janice, one thing I love about you is your commitment to being a mom and your commitment to moms. In your book, Beyond the Power of Love, which I love this book. This is now my second or third book time reading this book because you're so candid about what you walk through. I mean, you walk through a serious journey in your life. And like you said to me the other day on the phone, you had two sets of children, right?
Yes.
Why don't you tell our audience about your path a little bit so they understand why you're qualified to say the things you're about to say when it comes to the pillars of parenting.
I think because, you know, I walked through the darkest and the hardest times, and I was so committed to changing that in my life, although it was, you know, years later because I was in a very violently abusive relationship, a marriage. And how could I, you know, nurture my children no matter if I told them, you know, that I loved them or I showed them and I gave them. The home environment was
mm-hmm.
chaotic and,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was the abuse and it was, you know, it wasn't just a little, it was chronic. And so as that breaks me down, you know, then I'm not able to communicate or to be there for my children. And I had three older children that were more affected because they were in the relationship for 15 years. They were more, you know, sexually and physically abused. And then my three younger children, there was the 4 years between, they were affected because I was totally involved emotionally into saving, you know, the three other ones, because by the time a child reaches, let's say the age of 13, let's between 12 and 13, you're going to lose control. You're not going to be able to say, you know, ground them, punish them, whatever. They are going to be choosing friends, getting into situations such as sex, alcohol, drugs, you know, all of that, which did happen with my three older children. And the three younger ones are not only neglected, but they are, you know, they're watching. So that impact on them, you know, may have been more anger towards me for my lack of, you know, strength and ability to be there for them, while my other children just suffered, you know, for the abuse, the sexual abuse, and being at a critical age when I finally, you know, escaped and I left.
Mm-hmm.
So the journey, you know, to
and it was a harrowing journey. It wasn't a light thing. I mean, you literally had to escape and not just, you know, maybe I'll leave, maybe I'll not leave. No, you had to really escape to save your life. And in your book, Beyond the Power of Love, and for those of you who are wondering what am I referencing, go over to JaniceRomney.com right now, figure out how you can get part of her conversation, book her to speak, and buy her book. You sort of discuss how your grandbaby, the little one, brought a lot of healing and restoration into your household.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
Because for some reason, I think it's just, you know, we all have a purpose in life, and I believe that Kaylin, my daughter was a teen, you know, single, pregnant mom, and I knew that she was not ready, but I knew that there was nothing more important than to nurture and love and be all of that for this little baby that I was not able to do for my other children. So she gave we entered into a world of, you know, laughter and joy and finding all of the wonderful things, you know, of play and interaction. And I think this little girl just had a heart that was so magnetic and so powerful with the love that she emanated. And her older brothers, you know, there was just such continuous fighting within our children, you know, my family, before Kaylin. We couldn't sit at a table. We couldn't come together as a family. We couldn't be together as a family because there was always the chaotic, you know, the argumentative and, you know, the problems. But they united so that they could be there with this little girl, and they felt her love. And that is what the, you know, beyond the power of love really is because that is a healing force. But we have to be able to open our hearts, the wounds that we have, you know, felt in our own life. We have to be able to open that and walk through that. But we do it with three steps, and that is going through the gratitude, the joy, the feeling, the awakening, and then you are able to go through, you know, that forgiveness. And then you're opening up the heart to receive the love. And I think because Kaylin was just so surrounded with a family, she had the support system, not just a mother who's overly stressed. And, you know, if a mother is stressed, a child is stressed. If a mother is, you know, is dealing with too much of her own, you know, postpartum depression, you know, lack of skills and coping skills.
And these are
skills,
real things, right?
Yes.
These are absolutely real things. There's a lot of people that are listening right now. And what's funny is that I'm getting texts, and I guess they're listening. We do have a caller, and I think they just want to listen quietly and observe. But I'm going to give them the opportunity, caller, in the 818 area code. Do you want to say hello to us and wish us luck on our very first premiere show of Mom's Chat Live? Caller 818, you are on Mom's Chat Live.
Can you hear me, Tina Michelle?
I can hear you. And who is this?
It's Priscilla Valdejuli from Sherman Oaks, California. You know, I love you. I adore what you do. I adore what you stand for. And I think this is a very important conversation. I'm a mother and a grandmother. I've been blessed as of 2 years ago to become a grandmother. And as Mrs. Romney stated, I came from an abusive, well, I was a battered wife, but I didn't have children at that time. But I was very bullied when I came into this country. I'm from Puerto Rico. And I don't think my mom nor my father understood what bullying even was, because we never had that on the island. So when I came home and said someone pushed me in the lake or someone punched me or someone pulled my hair, it was, oh, honey, you're different, and they don't understand that. And it was a daunting situation for many years, from my, you know, eighth grade through high school, actually. And I hope that a lot of parents are awakened, because it can be very, very, it was traumatizing to me. It made me stutter. I'm over the stuttering now, but because sometimes I didn't know how, my mom didn't speak any English. So to come
home
and try to.
So you have language barriers, and then you have cultural barriers, and then, you know, that whole being a little one and trying to emotionally express what's really happening to you in a way that they parents would stop and listen. That's daunting. I mean, when you're a little child, I mean, I always joke and say, you know, when my kids were coming up and they were going, wow, you know, your kids are doing pretty well. And I would say, yeah, you know, it's a lot of work, you know, them training me, you know, as their parent.
It is a lot of work, but it's the best job on planet Earth.
I love this job. It's my favorite job in the world. So parenting, this is why we are having this conversation. This show is a very short show today. It's only 30 minutes, and I have one of my favorite, well, actually two now, Priscilla Valdejuli, who is the host of Mission Nutrition on RMCOnLive.com. I love the fact that you're on Priscilla, because we talk about the kids and how they need to eat and what needs to be in the house. And then
absolutely,
to have Janice Romney here, I know what she walked through, and I just adore her for her commitment to not just one generation of her family, but three generations of legacy. So, Janice, thank you so much for celebrating the very first show of Moms Chat Live with me here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm doing everything the easy way. If you haven't noticed, Easy Way Broadcasting and I, Eric Zulli, we have partnered to have these conversations because we believe they have to go fast and wide, and Eric is the master of it, fast and wide in social media. So I'm very, very excited about this conversation. But what we're going to do right now, I want to shift gears because there are people who are sort of chatting. If you want to call in and just say hello, we only have 15 minutes left to the show. The show moves really fast, and this week is only 30 minutes, so we can lay down the vision. Next week, we're going to have a conversation about education. What is our real responsibility as parents, whether our kids are in traditional school, homeschool, online school, how do we engage and interact with our children for them to have the best experience in learning, not just memorization, learning? That's what we're going to talk about next Saturday morning, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this line. But if you're out there and you want to call in and you want to just say hey, just call 914-338-1303, and we will put you on and say hello to you, me and Janice, and now Priscilla Valdezulli on Moms Chat Live. Now, Janice, Priscilla, thank you, by the way. Thank you. I saw what you posted on my Facebook page, and I love you and adore you, and I will talk to you about how we can get all the moms healthier.
Mm-hmm. And Janice,
yes.
I commend you for speaking out loud, because there's a lot, you know, in my culture, there's so many people, children being sexually abused by their uncles, by their parents, and everything was brushed under the rug. That's not working, and that's what causes cancer in ourselves and in our children and in our society. So thank you for being so open and honest. I commend you.
Thank you very much. And I was from Mexico. I grew up in Mexico, so I understand, you know, the differences in the culture and all of the problems that you faced, and I commend you for being able to recognize and be a voice, and now you have a chance to make a difference in your grandchildren's life, because that's where we're going to break the cycle. We're going to break the cycle so that it doesn't continue with these younger children. And
exactly.
You know, talking about it and standing up and being a voice for them is also our journey to freedom. It's our journey to healing, too, because Priscilla is also, you know, healing through all of the different things that she experienced. And she needs to go all the way back, you know, to discover those and to, you know, to heal them so that that doesn't carry with her and she can live this joy, that, you know, a life of freedom. Because it's stressful when you are trying to take care of your children's needs and then your grandchildren's needs and your own children's. And Priscilla's right. All of this stress causes so many of our problems physically. And it did me, because it deteriorated down to the point to where, brain tumor, broken hip, all of these things at the age before I was even 60.
Wow.
And my body just could not take any more stress. But we have to learn to change all of the things that we learned as a child so that we can, you know, flip that switch. And now we're to approach it in a different way, in a very positive way, but we're going to do it in a healing way. And I thank you for calling in, Priscilla.
Thank you.
Thank you, Priscilla, so much. Well, Janice, you know what? I'm so excited about this. I'm pacing back and forth in my living room. I'm drinking my tea, which is, thanks to Priscilla, is probably one of the most healing teas I've ever told you about, which is, I think I told you about Cali tea, which is made by Sunrider. I love my Cali tea. It's restorative. But I'm so excited because I'm thinking about all the families we get to talk to, all the different shifts in mindset and just the relief that some moms are, hopefully will receive by watching, by listening to this show and watching the Mom Zone on Fridays at 4 o'clock on TinaSpeaks.com, they're going to realize that they're not alone, they're not crazy.
And they need the support. My daughter is going through a very difficult situation. You know, she's pregnant, she's going through a custody battle, she's trying to blend two families, you know, together. She's overwhelmed. And so I have to be able to shift gears and be supportive of her and not go, you know, into that worry zone and that, you know, where that anxiety also becomes my own. So the support, and that's where I think if we join together, we express ourselves, we write about it, we tell each other, we become a support system that helps
and get help.
Mothers,
and now don't be afraid
like my
to
mother,
get help.
Like my daughter. Yeah.
Yeah, don't be afraid to get help. I mean, one of the most important things that I think that the Tina Speaks platform, RMC, as well as Easy Way Broadcasting is launching this year is the coaching school, as you know. It's important to me that people don't just hear programming, but they actually get something to do on the ground after they hear that programming that's going to be a game changer for them, that's going to produce results, and then they'll be able to transfer that in their own personal communities. I mean, I used to think when I was a little kid, we can change the whole world. And then when I got older and I tried to and got exhausted from trying to fix everything, I realized, you know what, I can't change the whole world, but I can change my world and be very contagious in the process.
Exactly. And that's the transformation. But that's also, you know, being able to teach and help these others, you know, the mothers that, you know, they just need even the coping skills. They need,
that's right.
You know, to be able to separate themselves so that they're not so engaged in all of the drama as they're trying to raise their children. So
that's
we
right.
provide answers, we provide solutions, we provide steps, you know, for them. And that is critical. That is absolutely critical.
Just like
and
the three you just cited here, you cited three steps that are important. You said in order to get past this, and wow, we only have 8 more minutes here, which is 7 minutes and 36 seconds, so I probably should have made it an hour. But I wanted to just, you know, get the vision out there and, you know, and make sure that you can get to your speaking engagement in time because people get to touch you and talk to you and see your face live, which I'm jealous about right now. So hopefully
we're
you'll be
going
in
to
Arizona
film it. We're going to film it. And I would like all of our listeners to also realize that, you know, with this mom's chat, I'm going to, you know, I will be posting and I will be putting videos. I will be contributing as I walk through all of these steps, and especially the healing. I've got to go through the nutrition and, you know, rebuilding my body, you know, trying to add more years to my life and bring that more joy into my life.
Yeah, because we have a lot of work to do, Mama. We have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of families that need to hear your message, Janice Romney, on this planet. So I'm pretty determined to make sure we can get the message out. So for those of you who are just chiming in, this is Tina Michelle, and you're listening to the very premiere episode of Mom's Chat Live. Yes, we're on Blog Talk Radio once again after 2 years of being quiet on Blog Talk Radio, and I didn't want to do it by myself. I wanted to do it with an expert, and so I did it with Eric Zulli, my partner in events.count.com, because he's a social media genius. He's just a genius. So his platform, Easy Way Broadcasting, and Tina Speaks has partnered together for this conversation so that we can help heal families and raise healthy children in this country. We both Eric and I talk about on several occasions, his dad is amazing. So even though this is Mom's Chat Live, I'm going to have dads on that I think are just the bomb. And Bob's, Dad Zulli, that's what I call him, Pop Zulli. I want to make sure I get it right. Pop Zulli is probably one of my favorite dads in the world. So, yes, we're going to be talking to moms and talking about moms' issues, but I think it's healing to have dads that showed up in a space that are supportive to their kids to come on the mom's platform so moms can see that there is a different brand of parenting. It's not always solo. There's a way to engage your significant other, your children's dad, your husband, to have a conversation that's powerful. And there are some dads that do things right, and Pop Zuli is one of them. So I love, 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 love the Zuli family. So thank you, Eric, Pop Zuli. We're going to keep this moving. For those of you who are wondering who I'm talking to Janice Romney, janiceromney.com. Yes, the name is very familiar. I'm pretty sure you're going Janice Romney, Mitt Romney. They are cousins. Janice's platform is focused on healing and restoration for women. So go over to her website and get this book. I'm telling you, this is the third time that I've read this book, Beyond the Power of Love. And I find a nugget through her journey, through her very candid, she is like stripped down to the hubcap, buck naked in this book, telling you about what is really going on in her life, what her thoughts were, what her processes were, and what her steps were for healing and restoration in her own life. And this is important because we may not have all the answers. We may not have all the answers. But if you don't speak to other mothers, if you don't speak to other people and figure out their journey, you're never going to realize that you're not alone in this battle. And guess what happens when you come into community? You get energized. You get energized because your mind expands and you believe the possibilities are endless. Commisery is not what we're going to do. We're not complaining on this show. We're not putting people down in this show. We're going to find ways to celebrate life like I'm celebrating Janice Romney today, and then bring that celebration, that love, and that power, and that peace into our homes. Have little revivals in our houses at least once a week and see how it changes the game for your kids, for you, for your spouse. It'll change the environment. Now, before we go to three little steps that Janice Romney gave us, and we're going to close with this, she said, get into gratitude, forgive, open your heart to receive love. Janice, is there anything you want to add to that as we close out the show today, the most important things that parents should know, a pillar of parenting?
To absolutely realize that self-esteem and to, you know that, you know, there are resources when you're struggling because you know that. We've got to break the code of silence. Let these, you know, our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, we need to be able to, you know, verbalize that, know that we are important and that what is happening to us is not love. We don't go through pain to feel love. That is not what life is about. But we have to make that decision in which direction we're going to take our life so that our children can also be there. We cannot be in an abusive situation and think that our children are not going to emanate and continue the cycle, because it will, and that's what my book says. It will continue. You know, and if you think that it's difficult right now, it is more painful as you see your children struggle. And you're an adult and you just want to live your own life. You want to be able to, you know, go on and be productive. But you're soaking in all of their difficulties and their inability to cope in their relationships because they never learned it. So you have to stop it now. This is the moment. This is the time. And you've got to make that decision that I am important and I am going to make my life, I'm going to create it the way that it deserves to be, because everyone is that essence of pure love.
That's right. Well, we have 90 seconds left on the show, and I want people to be able to jump over to JaniceRomney.com, book her, buy the book, speak to her. She has the information. And Janice, you got to come on several times again, because there's a lot of women who need to hear this message about how to overcome, how to heal yourself, how to restore your children, and how to shift the game in your household. So for those of you who are listening, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here in my very premiere installation of Mom's Chat Live with Tina Michelle. My special guest, Janice Romney, is here. Go over and get the book, Beyond the Power of Love by Janice Romney, A Woman's Journey Through Betrayal of Religion and Spousal Abuse. Believe me, you won't be able to put it down, and you will find a lot of tools and resources to help you move forward every day. Reach out to me at tinaspeaks.com. Find the replay of this show on Easy Way Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio or tinaspeaks.com or momschatlive.com. There's a lot of ways for you to engage. Bring your questions to the fan page so that we can answer your questions and even have you on the show next week. Real time. You'll get the solutions you need. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. We'll talk to you next week. Don't forget, Friday at 4 o'clock p.m. is the Mom Zone. That is on RMC On Air Live. You'll be able to catch it on Tina Speaks. And then we're back to Mom's Chat Live on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you then. Thank you, Janice. I had so much fun.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Tina. And light and blessings to all of the ones that are listening.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week, guys.
Okay.